This goes to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Rita Perfit. It's P like Paul, E-R, F like Frank, I-T-T like Tom. Date of birth 7/27/1954. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Perfit, and it is a post-hospital visit. She was hospitalized in Alma from 10:28 to 10:30 with chest pain that was felt to be non-cardiac in origin. Since she was found to have a low magnesium, they thought maybe the magnesium level being low caused the chest pain, and she did receive a magnesium infusion. And she has just recently started magnesium oxide 400 milligram daily. She did not start that before her labs were done on 11/3 for follow-up. She does complain of being very short of breath with exertion for several months, even before hospitalization. And she does see Dr. Kevin Berlin for cardiology, and he is aware of these symptoms. She thinks she may have had an echocardiogram done since the one we have from 9/27/21. And we will obtain those results and review them. She was checked for pulmonary embolism, and that was negative in the hospital. And the chest pain did resolve and has not reoccurred. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, although she does have intermittent problems with diarrhea. The chronic dyspnea on exertion is still present. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and she's got no peripheral edema. Medications, she's on Invokana 100 milligram daily. Lokelma is 10 grams on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Terazosin 2 milligram daily. She's on Spiriva, 2 inhalations once a day. Magnesium is 400 milligrams once daily, magnesium oxide. And Toujeo, insulin is 35 units a day. Oral iron once daily. Omeprazole is 20 milligrams daily. Metoprolol extended release is 100 milligrams twice a day. Norvasc, 5 milligrams twice a day. And allopurinol is 300 milligram once daily. Physical examination, weight is 158 pounds, and that's about 2 pounds higher than when she was seen on August 21st of this year. Pulse 72 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 146/70. Neck is supple and there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, but there is a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and there's no peripheral edema. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done 11/3 of 2023. Creatinine 1.84. It was that high in the hospital also. Estimated GFR 29. Albumin is 2.9. Corrected calcium is 8.9. Electrolytes are normal with the potassium of 4.2. Phosphorus 3.8. Intact parathyroid hormone 277.7. And she's just started on the Rokeltrol. And that is... .5 milligram once daily. And hemoglobin is 11.3 with normal white count, platelets 103,000, and those are chronically low. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with recent hospitalization for chest pain. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, hypertension is near to goal. 4, chronic thrombocytopenia. 5, hypomagnesemia. We will ask the patient to start doing labs monthly. She should continue her Lokelma 3 times a week and the Rokaltrol. The last magnesium level was 1.2 also, and that was before she started the oral magnesium. So that may need to be increased, but we'll wait till we get a new magnesium level back. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.